No, listen, it's good to get back in the on the park, Tom. But it was just from our point of view, we've done 4 or 5 weeks now. We haven't been on a pitch for maybe only the last 2 weeks, so it's good to get back out on the pitch and to get some of these young lads game time. And yeah, listen, it is what it is. It's a match in December, and it's a build up to the Mechanic Cup and the National League ahead.
1-6 to 5 up at half time. The goal, I suppose, the crucial score of that first half.
Yeah, listen, the goal was crucial. We missed a lot of chances in the first half. I thought we were in control. I mean, listen. A bit rusty in terms of in front of goals, but I thought the second half when we, you know, like nailed it on, came on, kicked some great scores, and the likes of Kieran Thompson and Jason McGee had a very good first half and kicked some good scores. So listen, great from our point of view, getting those guys back on the pitch, and especially Jason, who's been back, who's missed all of 2018. That's a big plus, and hopefully we can keep Jason injury free going into 2019.
We saw new faces today too, like Kieran Diver as well from Mobile.
Yeah, listen, good to get, you know, Kieran's been training really, really well, and you know he's been showing up. It's like anything. You know, he had a good season in terms of his club, and it doesn't matter whether you're playing Division 3, Division 4, and listen, the door's always open, and Kieran's come in, and he's trained really well, and yeah, plenty of pace about him, and I think he kicked a goal in the point out there today, so yeah, listen, good for all those guys coming back. Owen McHugh also getting back in, and I know we had him planned for about 20, 25 minutes, and we got that out of him, so no, listen, it's a stepping stone in terms of preparation for us now for 2 weeks' time, in terms of the Mechanic Cup, and ultimately the match, you know, down in Clare on the 27th of January.
And as you said, preparation, that'll be your last workout with it before Mexico.
Yeah, I think we're going to be in Downing for a match on the 27th for the Paddy Finney match, and we'll get a game that day. But in terms of that'll be it. There'll be no more inter-county challenges. It'll be just straight now to the Queen's match on the 30th.
And in terms of the panel that you had for today, is that going to be your panel for the Mechanic Cup, or is it going to be tweaked a bit?
A lot of those guys, the majority of those will be playing the Mechanic Cup. This is the number of the more experienced lads. Just that we're easing them back in. It's going to take another couple of weeks. I don't see them being involved in the Mechanic Cup, but there's a number of lads there that you know that we need to see now in a more competitive thing, and we'll get that out in the Mechanic Cup, those three matches.
Yeah, and what's the plan? You're for the Mechanic Cup, what's the goal? Obviously you're the defending champions. Did you no harm to win it last year?
No, listen, we take all these competitions seriously, and people say it might be the third rate competition after the All-Ireland series, and or the fourth after the All-Ireland. You're then you've the Ulster Championship, you have the National League, and then you have the Mechanic Cup. But we take all these things seriously. We took this match seriously. We take the Mechanic Cup seriously. We want to progress out of the group stages, so we can probably filter back some of the guys, the more experienced players ahead of the National League. So that's the plan, and listen, we'll take it from there.